If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Yet, as with all scripture, its ultimate audience is to the whole world. But then again, we must remember that God chose a certain people to come through Abraham to bring his redemption to the whole world, first in word and then in person, not just deed, but person.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. My friend, have you ever heard the saying, "Will it play in Peoria?" From a variety of sources, Horatio Alger to vaudeville, Peoria, Illinois became the verbal representation of the middle of Middle America. But eventually this paid off, as it also became the test market of the country. Every marketeer wanted to test the latest product there. If it worked in Peoria, Well, where I grew up, Fort Wayne, Indiana, it was that kind of opportune community as well. As a boy, I looked forward to the frequent plastic door handle hanging bags with sample-sized boxes of cereal or soap. It was new. New was fun. Never mind whether it tasted better or even good. It was the latest. Did the detergent work? Did it clean better, or was the box just flashier? Only my mom would know. Of course, I'm sure Peoria or Fort Wayne are still the test markets, but now the shelves of the groceries are packed full of new products that appear and disappear just as fast. We love our new in America. But sometimes American or even just human love of new can get in the way of true. We're talking about that today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, let's listen to the newsboys remind us of the truth we believe.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe, we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe. We believe that He conquered death. the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion.
In the Bible, in the letter addressed to the Hebrews, chapter 1, the writer says, "In the past, God spoke to our forefather through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things and through whom He made the universe." The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So He became as much superior to the angels as the name He has inherited is superior to theirs. Once again, my friend, this is a wow passage. It is so full of deep, deep concepts and truths. You just can't read it casually, can you? But you must read it carefully and prayerfully. And yet it is so very full of exciting and joyful pronouncements, isn't it? Of course, first of all, let's notice that, like its name, this letter, this book, this message was directed first of all to people who were Hebrews, children of Israel, Jews. And all throughout the book, the references and explanations point back to the practices and passions of the word given through Moses and the prophets. Yet, as with all scripture, its ultimate audience is to the whole world. But then again, we must remember that God chose a certain people to come through Abraham to bring His redemption to the whole world, first in word and then in person. Not just deed, but person. And so the writer says it. In the past, God spoke through the prophets. When sin entered the world, God did not abandon His creation. He spoke. He spoke through Enoch and Noah. He spoke through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and Moses. He spoke through judges and prophets. He kept sharing, piece by piece, the message that not only would He provide the world with His words through Israel, but that He would provide a Savior for the world through Israel. So David speaks in Psalm 22 of a Messiah king who is first despised, then enthroned. And Isaiah tells of the suffering servant who takes the sin of the world upon himself. So the writer spells it out. In the past, a long past, God spoke piece by piece His revelation through the prophets. But now there is something new. Is it a new product? Something to try out for a time to see if it's true? If it works, does it play in Peoria? No, it's new because it contains, unites, fills out, completes all the pieces. It is the full and final revelation of God. He is the full and final revelation. And the word here, that is the word spoken, means that the message through Jesus Christ, through the apostles, is the final word. That's very important, my friend, to know that what God revealed through, about, and by the Son is not surpassed by other revelations. There is not another prophet like Muhammad or Joseph Smith to come. Confucius and Buddha did not come in the line of God's prophets. There is no word from Nordic gods or Native American prophets or pagan religions all over the world. You will not hear the new things from them or from any modern or contemporary seer. The New Age is not new. It is just old rebellion against God. Jesus and what he taught through the apostles, from Peter to Paul, is the final and full word of God. You know, it's like if on that door handle, when I was a boy, a cereal appeared that wasn't just a new flavor, but it was the final flavor, the final nutrition. It satisfied in taste, in texture, in nutrition, in name, and never would we grow hungry again. Can you imagine? So often you hear, even in churches, I have a new revelation. God has told me. While I can say with absolute certainty that God does guide, direct, even speak and act today, I can also assure you that God will never contradict his own. He will never add to or expand what he has given through the Son, Jesus Christ, and his apostles. So don't believe the new. Believe and follow Christ. You can begin by giving your heart to Jesus and repenting of your sin. Even if you're following some other prophet, some other revelation, you can begin right now to follow Jesus. Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, there are so many voices out there. I've listened to too many. I want to follow you. Please forgive me in my sin. Help me to turn away from all sinful actions and all those false teachers and teaching. Come into my life and be my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'd love to hear from you. Why don't you call me at 877-306-HOME? That's 877-306-HOME. Or you can reach me at Sunday Breakfast Mission, all three words, sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in your new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.